Monday, June 2nd, 2025. Advocates by Kim Robinson, Oregon, USA. Read 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 7. I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Montez Bailey and his two friends were shot in my quiet neighborhood park. Montez died. The community didn't want revenge against the gang initiate who was responsible. They wanted healing. Several people in the neighborhood began to advocate for the area. They wrote grants. They lobbied. They urged the neighborhood council to take action. Before long, they turned a rundown park into a gathering place with expansive lawns, soccer and baseball fields, basketball courts, a splash fountain, a playground, and picnic areas. The city agreed to establish the Forgiveness and Peace Garden. The only city-supported public garden where local people can tend a garden plot. Now the group enjoy a safe and peaceful time at the park. The city built a community center nearby, one which had originally been planned for a wealthier area. My neighbor, one of those involved in this effort, told me how it impacts the lives and attitudes of the local teens. They now play sports in the park, go to the community center to hang out, study, and pursue fitness. Advocacy is powerful. This is the heart of what it means to follow Jesus, our advocate in crisis and brokenness. Jesus is our source of peace. Healer of all things, give us the courage to stand with others to advocate for justice and peace. Amen.